weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, mid-60s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, upper 30s, winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, mid-60s, with wind gusts at 20. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated rain showers in the lower 40s. For Thursday, becoming mostly sunny with temperatures in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 57.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A new study released demonstrates switching to biodiesel results in a number of significant health benefits, like decreased cancer risk, fewer premature deaths, and reduced asthma attacks. The fuel research conducted at 13 sites in the U.S. exposed to high rates of petroleum diesel pollution used well-established EPA air dispersion modeling tools coupled with health risk assessments and benefit valuations to assess the public health benefits and resulting economic savings of converting from petroleum-based diesel to 100% biodiesel known as B100. The research sponsored by the National Biodiesel Board, support by the Nebraska Soybean Board, South Dakota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, California Advanced Biofuel Alliance, the Iowa Soybean Board, Wisconsin Soy Marketing Board, in addition to promotional support from the Soybean Checkoff. Now, biodiesel is readily available, a low-carbon, renewable fuel made from a diverse mix of resources like recycled cooking oil, soybean oil, and animal fat. U.S. manufacturers rely on U.S. soybean oil as the primary feedstock for biodiesel. It was first domestically produced and commercially available fuel to meet the EPA's definition of an advanced biofuel. Well, the Biden-Harris administration, they say, has been on a mission to build back better. And so after 100 days of their administration, over the last 100 days, USDA has worked to contain the COVID-19 pandemic, promote racial justice and equity, address mounting hunger and nutrition insecurities, rebuild the rural economy, strengthen and building fairer markets for farmers and producers, and addressing the impact of climate change through climate smart practices. The results, they say, are many. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas State Legislature was hard at work yesterday working on overriding many of Governor Laura Kelly's vetoes, but one of the bills they were unable to override was the ban on transgender athletes participating in girls and women's sports in the state of Kansas that brought a lot of emotion to many legislators.
I have a granddaughter. This was for her and all the other girls and women in Kansas who could have their opportunities threatened. So she's worth it. All of the girls in Kansas are worth it, and we'll keep fighting.
Now, State Senator Renee Erickson on Cake News. Democrat Representative Stephanie Byers was glad it didn't pass.
I think that if they bring this back again next session, I think it's pretty clear in everybody's mind that this is just intentional bullying. It's no longer about women's sports or fairness.
In other news, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment reported yesterday a new 515 COVID-19 cases, along with 3 new deaths and 31 hospitalizations across the state. At the same time, 38.6% of the Kansas population has had at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccinations. Good American Network News.
Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening. After 2 record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. If time is money, we want to save you both. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is dealing during our grand reopening. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with prepaid plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage and Hero AMM with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Limited powertrain warranty. CD of retails expires 5/31/21.
Kansas health officials say that vaccinations to protect the public from COVID-19 have slowed for the month of April, even as more contagious variants of the virus surged and hospitalizations from the disease rose in the state. The Wichita Eagle reports that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment showed roughly 91,000 fewer people received the doses from the available vaccines in April than in March. Officials say there were 520 new hospitalizations and 157 new ICU admissions in April, compared to the 438 new hospitalizations and 150 new ICU admissions back in March. Meanwhile, confirmed variant cases nearly tripled over the last 3 weeks of April. Officials did see a decrease in deaths at 69 compared to the 170 deaths that we saw in March. In other news, police say that a teen has died after being shot at a South Wichita car wash. The shooting happened just before midnight last night when police were called to the area for a report of a shooting. They arrived on scene to find a teen who had a gunshot wound to the neck. He was taken to a nearby hospital where he later died from his injuries. His name has not been released and the investigation on the incident is still ongoing. Good American Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. An Omaha area community college says it'll use federal pandemic relief funds to offer Nebraska high school students free classes this summer. The board of the Metropolitan Community College last week approved a resolution to use federal COVID-19 relief money to cover tuition and books for Nebraska high school students taking courses this summer. Typically, high school students who enroll in the college's College Now program pay $33 per credit hour. The University of Nebraska at Omaha's next chancellor will be the first Asian American to hold an executive leadership position in the state's university system. The University of Nebraska's Board of Regents unanimously endorsed Joanne Lee as UNO's new chancellor Saturday. University President Ted Carter said the 56-year-old Lee is a proven leader with a record of significant accomplishments. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Courthouse roof repair will begin next week. The clerk of the district court reported recently to commissioners of a water leak. The parking lot is continuing to deteriorate and will need to be repaired or replaced in the near future. Commissioners discussed regarding converting the west side of the courthouse into angle parking for courthouse use. Public Works Administrator will follow up with City of Marysville to see what steps need to be taken to move forward with this plan. Tyndra Goose shared an email from the CEO of the Union Pacific stating issues involving Highway 77 blockage for crew changes will be resolved with the crew change point extended south past the depot. However, the railroad is not as concerned with Frankfort issues due to the fact there are multiple crossings and ways to get around. Farmers Cooperative loadout does tend to create a problem as it takes time to load cars, thus causing the trains to remain for an extended amount of time over crossings. Dragoo continues to work with management to find a solution. Fact is, trains are longer today and will probably continue to grow in length. He'll work with the county councilor and Frankfort mayor to draft some letters to be sent to the railroad in support of finding a solution to this safety issue. A resolution was presented calling for the Convention of States, which was unanimously adopted after discussion. A group of local citizens presented the board with a letter relating to the proposed National Heritage Area. Republican presidents had approved the Freedom's Frontier in Kansas, with Donald Trump approving six national heritage areas, fighting diligently against government overreach and landowner rights. Kansas Livestock Association and Kansas Farm Bureau have been and are strong supporters of private land rights and protections in Kansas. However, they've not indicated concerns with the heritage area. National heritage areas have stated that private landowners' rights will not be infringed upon. In 2019, counties were asking to be added to the Freedom's Frontier because of tourism increases. Purpose of the heritage area is to connect historic sites together to allow for multiple locations to be visited by tourists. There seems to be confusion regarding the NHA and a 30-by-30 land grab executive order. The Heritage Board met last week, deciding to withdraw all grant requests at this time and step back from expansion due to current negative publicity. Marshall County Partnership for Growth Director reported Marshall County will not qualify for a third round of CDBG grants. These are for those who did not receive any in the first two rounds. Cities of Beatty, Axtell, and Summerfield would be the only ones eligible. A restaurant revitalization fund is available for small businesses. Applicants must go online. If anyone's interested, they need to apply quickly as it's a first-come, first-serve basis. Details on expanding the soon-to-expire neighborhood revitalization program from 5 to 10 years in Washington County were discussed. With property tax exemptions declining on an annual basis and other specifics to remain the same as the current outline. The new proposed plan would take effect in 2022, and all entities currently enrolled would be extended into the new plan. It's hoped the effort could help alleviate a current housing shortage. Impact on township and other smalling taxing entities was considered, and it was suggested that perhaps economic development could pick up some of the loss. Each taxing district would have an option to join or not. Future plan applicants are reminded not to begin construction until permits and inspections are complete. An update on the county senior meal program was presented. Washington is seeking a cook. Dining rooms at Hanover and Washington are to reopen June 1st. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Road and Bridge expressed concern with manpower shortages, noting that a truck driver needs to be hired soon. A bill passed the first round of a Nebraska legislature last week as approval of legislation introduced by Senator Myron Dorn was discussed, with a compromise amending the budget allocation to $4 million over 2 years from the $10 million initially proposed. That could allow Gage County some relief in paying off the Beatrice 6 judgment. Nearly half of the $28 million judgment has been paid so far, with local property taxes currently maxed out. With the lowered amount adopted, the measure advances to the next round. Myron Dorn took part in a town hall meeting Thursday in Beatrice. There are opponents who believe the county should be solely responsible for the judgment. The Washington County Health Department is hosting a walk-in COVID-19 Pfizer vaccine clinic today from 10 to 4. Anyone age 16 and older interested may walk in and receive one or phone the health department at 325-2600. These are available on a first-come, first-served basis. If they do run out, they'll add you to their vaccine list.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. This low pressure system will continue to push off towards the east, and we have a high pressure system that will move in, bringing us clearing skies for this Tuesday. Dry weather for tonight and into tomorrow before another low, small one could bring us some isolated chance of rain showers as we head into tomorrow night. Another system will move in as we head towards the end of the week, bringing more chances of showers and thunderstorms. It looks like temperatures over the next several days will range in the 60s. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny at mid-60s with wind gust at 25. Tonight, clear, upper 30s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun at mid-60s. Tomorrow night, isolated chance of rain showers, lower 40s. As we head into Thursday, becoming mostly sunny, temperatures in the upper 60s. And Thursday night, clear skies, mid-40s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Average high temperature, early May, 73. Record high on this date, 91. The average low, 50, and the record low, 23. Sunset this evening, 8:23. Sunrise in the morning, 6:25. We received just a few hundredths of an inch of rain early yesterday morning.
May the 4th be with you. It is Star Wars Day on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 4th, the 124th day of the year. On this day in 1979, Margaret Thatcher assumed her role as the first female Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. The London Evening News published a congratulatory statement saying, "May the 4th be with you, Maggie. Congratulations." The catchphrase stuck, and years later, Star Wars Day was born. The first organized celebration of the infamous film franchise didn't occur until 2011, where it was marked at the Toronto Underground Cinema with a costume contest, film screenings, and trivia. Disney purchased the rights to the films in 2012, and in 2013, Disney World and Disneyland launched their Star Wars events and festivities on this day. And if you've never seen any of the movies, it'll take you more than 25 hours to watch them all. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
We know what it takes to be a successful producer. Hard work and strong values. Like you, we have roots in this community and want to see it grow. We're ready to meet your banking and lending needs with experts who understand crops, livestock, and equipment. We know your business and your values. Talk to us. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Good Tuesday. Eddie Rosario hit a tie-breaking three-run homer in the seventh inning that sent the Cleveland Indians to an 8-6 win over the Kansas City Royals. Josh Naylor added a two-run shot off Royals reliever Jacob Junis' two batters after Rosario during what became a five-run inning. Brian Shaw got the win in relief of Indian starter Aaron Civale. Emmanuel Clase handled the ninth for his sixth save and has yet to allow an earned run in 13 and a third innings this season. Whit Merrifield and Hunter Dozier had two-run homers for Kansas City. Again, the final 8-6 Cleveland. Lance Leopold has gone from quite possibly the lowest rung of college football to the highest, or at least some version of it, after winning six national titles at Division III Wisconsin-Whitewater and turning around Division I Buffalo. Leopold is taking on the monumental task of turning around KU football. Mid-America Network Sports.
Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening. After two record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. If time is money, we want to save you both. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is dealing during our grand reopening. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with a pre-credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage and Hero UK and with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Limited powertrain for ECD of retails expires 5/31/21.
The Kansas City Chiefs used a pair of late-round picks on players with a history of medical problems. In the fourth round, they took defensive end Joshua Kindo, whose career at Florida State was interrupted first by hamstring injuries and then a significant right leg injury in 2019. In the sixth, the Chiefs took Tennessee offensive lineman Trey Smith, who had blood clots in his lungs that may have been a red flag for other teams. If both can stay on the field, the Chiefs might have gotten the kind of steals that allow a winning team to stay on top. Back to the Royals, they have the best record in baseball and an identity that should be pretty familiar by now. The Royals still trying to beat teams on the base paths. Whit Merrifield already has 8 stolen bases, tied for Major League's lead. As a team, Kansas City has 22 steals. Only San Diego has more. That's despite the fact that Alberto Mondesi, last year's Major League leader in steals, hasn't played for the Royals yet in 2021. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, don't miss your chance to get your Darren Sproles bobblehead.
You are going to be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. Yeah!
Order your Wildcat football season tickets by May 15th and join us October 2nd as we take on Oklahoma for Hall of Fame weekend and welcome Darren back to Manhattan.
Touchdown, Darren Sproles!
Oh, what a move by Sproles! How'd he come out of that pack?
Reserve your seats at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS by May 15th to get your Sproles bobblehead. Go Cats!
Coming down the runway now from Reflections Hallmark is a crochet cardigan with fringe trim. Absolutely says spring. Perfectly accessorized with an aqua crossbody bag and silver earrings. The entire Reflections clothing and accessories line this spring has just been stunning. You won't want to miss out on this collection. Reflections in downtown Marysville, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
There is a difference.
When we consider a loan application, we also take into consideration a person's character. We don't just run a bunch of numbers in a computer and call it a credit score. People are more than numbers. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Implement several water-wise strategies to reduce water use when growing a lawn. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Consider using drought-tolerant grasses suited to your region. Buffalo grass is a native grass that is soft and green and can be used for a lawn. Grow it from plugs or sod. Rhizomaceous tall fescues are drought-tolerant and have growth habits similar to bluegrass and other lawn grasses. You can start these lawns from seed or sod. No-mow grass is a blend of fine fescues. They tend to be more drought-tolerant than many lawn grasses and can be allowed to grow 12 inches tall like a meadow or mowed high once a month. You'll use less water and energy. And if you choose to water your lawn, check with your local municipality. Many allow gray water usage with underground irrigation systems. These systems reduce water usage by as much as 50%. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com.
It's blooming madness in May. Stop by the open-air Blue Rapids Greenhouse store along Highway 77 in Blue Rapids and get your hands on vegetables, herbs, and six-packs and flats of annuals for your gardens. Combo baskets and 10-inch hanging baskets make perking up the porch easy. The Blue Rapids Greenhouse thanks you for shopping local and can't wait to see you at the new location on Highway 77.
It's the Museum of the Mother Road, and you know you've got quite a historic route when there is an entire museum devoted to a highway.
We make the trip too on this edition of the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Route 66 may have its eastern beginning point in the city of Chicago, but 100 miles down the road, you'll find the city with a museum to celebrate the Mother Road in Pontiac.
I'd like to say Illinois was the first one to have all of Route 66 paved. It's kind of why they always say that's where it started.
John Willie says in Illinois, Route 4 was redesignated as Route 66. Over the years, the route through Pontiac and other towns changed, but here it was Interstate 55 that was eventually built to carry the growing traffic.
We were lucky in a sense when they built the interstate, it's not that far off the city. Whereas, especially as you get further west, some of those towns were just bypassed totally.
There were other major routes crossing the U.S., like the Lincoln and Jefferson highways, but Route 66 seems to be the one that draws the most attention today. John says it is perhaps because of a special name given to it.
It's the name, the Mother Road. And that goes back to John Steinbeck when he wrote The Grapes of Wrath. He referred to Route 66 as the Mother Road.
Of course, there were other reasons the route was and remains an icon today.
It was so popular during the war, transporting goods and troops, and it was the easiest way. You didn't have to go through as rugged a mountains if you went like where Interstate 80 is.
And then there was something else that put the famous highway in people's minds, even if they had never driven it.
What helped in the 50s was the TV program Route 66. Even though maybe two programs were actually filmed on Route 66, it still had that name and that aura. If you watched it closely, you realize sometimes they're in Louisiana, sometimes they're in Maine.
This is a really cool museum, no matter your age, and it's free. Driving the Countryside in Pontiac, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
Waves of grain can get infected by a number of diseases, and some can make you sick. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you grind flour from your own grain crop, make sure it's healthy, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Your own grain for homemade goodies is very rewarding, but watch out for diseases that can ruin a good loaf of bread. Julie Dawson is a horticulture professor at the University of Wisconsin. She says if you're planting a small grain crop for food, do not follow corn. There are diseases that live in corn residue that can cause problems for humans and are not a pleasant thing to have in your flour. One is Fusarium head blight. It infects wheat and barley spikes when they're flowering, especially in times of high humidity or rainfall.
If it infects the spike, then it can produce
a toxin that can cause a lot of stomach distress. So it's called vomitoxin, and it's actually regulated by the FDA. It needs to be present at less than one part per million in food. So if you're growing at a very small scale, you might want to look into getting it tested at a lab if during the period where your wheat is flowering, it's raining a lot.
Dawson says there are seed-borne diseases that won't make us sick, but cause aesthetic problems in the grain and contaminate the soil for next year. Loose smut and common bunt are two common fungal diseases. Loose smut replaces the wheat spike with a black mass of fungal spores.
Scouting your field, looking for shorter plants with a black spike, and then roguing those out is important. It won't totally get rid of it, but it'll help. Common bunt, it's harder to see in the field, but you can watch for it when you're starting to clean the grain. That releases a mass of spores that smells like rotten fish, so you don't want it in your flour.
Reduce the chance of infections with crop rotation and good cultural practices, and don't replant seed from infected fields. Learn more about small grain diseases at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Close to thee.
I love going for hikes at state parks. There is a sense of peace and accomplishment that comes at the end of a long hike on a nice day. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, having a sense of security when it comes to your retirement can also feel like an accomplishment. Whether it's coming soon or still years away, you may find yourself dreaming about retirement. Perhaps you'll travel, you'll spend time with family, or you might volunteer more. Whatever it is you want to do, there are a few steps you can take today to help achieve your goals. Step one, paint your picture. What will retirement look like for you? Will you have a part-time job? Do you have charitable or legacy goals? How will you prepare for any unexpected emergencies that could come up? If you want some help thinking through these things, it might make sense to connect with a financial professional. Being prepared for the future will give you a sense of peace, and it'll help you continue to connect your finances with your faith.
No-till. Cover crops, a winning combination for a South Carolina farmer, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition has a tip for treated seed spills. Katie Savinelli is with Syngenta.
When planting treated seeds, be sure to immediately cover or remove any seed spills so wildlife in the area don't consume the seeds. Knowing spills are most likely to occur at the loading site, at the field's entrance, and at turn rows helps you take preventative measures to avoid spills before they happen.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/be sure. Jason Carter started planting cover crops and doing no-till on his Eastover, South Carolina corn and soybean farm in 2012. The idea was to improve soil health. And did it? Carter says soil organic matter doubled or tripled over that time. As a bonus, inputs dropped.
Today, we just have one burn down, or we used to have two burn downs, and then we had two pre-emerges. Well, I'm not using any pre-emerge anymore. And then we had two post-emerge where we just go over one time with one application and that's it.
Carter continues.
100% cover crop on every acre. Eliminated all granular phosphorus and potassium. I haven't put any out in 6-7 years now. I've reduced insecticides by 70%. I've reduced herbicides by 50%, if not more. I've reduced fungicides by 95%. We're not spraying any fungicide, but there is still a fungicide on the seed treatment. I'm planting everything no-till or minimum till, and I have some fields that have no lime in 8 years.
Along the way, Carter was named a South Carolina Soil Health Champion as well. And a Soil Health Institute analysis showed Carter's production costs dropped by $62 an acre. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Lawmakers from the Midwest continue to push for inclusion of more biofuel vehicles in the president's climate effort to convert the nation's transportation fleet to electric vehicles. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall is the latest Midwest lawmaker to join the biofuels push as the administration ramps up its electric car effort and the Senate moves a carbon credit bill.
I'm convinced that the carbon footprint of a renewable diesel or biodiesel driven cars, tractors, have a lower carbon output from start to finish. When you look through the whole cycle of making everything that goes in that car or truck to the tailpipe emission to the final disposal of that they'll have a lower carbon footprint than electric cars.
Jewel Brana agreed during her recent Senate confirmation hearing to be Deputy United States Department of Agriculture Secretary that biofuels are critical to helping meet climate change goals, and she pointed to their many, many uses.
Sustainable jet fuel in the fleet of vehicles. I'm at USDA and our sister agencies, and really promote renewable fuels production and infrastructure development so we can expand the use of biofuels and more people can purchase biofuel.
Many lawmakers from biofuel states have stressed to the administration the need for more biofuel and hybrid vehicles, biofuel funding, and E15 pumps. Brana and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack will likely come under more pressure to help as the climate push takes off. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Ogallala Livestock Special Cow-Calf Pair Stock Cow Sale with our regular Wednesday, May the 5th. Start time 8:30. Butcher and feeding bulls, cows, heiferettes. Noon we'll sell the baby calves, and at 12:30, the pairs followed by the stock cows. Let's begin with Ray and Barrett Sykes. AL Ranch Company, 297 head, a complete dispersion of their 2 to 5 year olds. Logan Ranch, 50 Angus, Red Angus cows with March-born calves at side, 3 to 6 year olds. Lane Hall with 30 Angus cows. They're 3 and 4 year olds with big stout March and February born calves at side. Stock cow division, L&J Cattle Company, 40 Angus black white face stock cows, 3 to 6 year olds. They're bred to Angus bulls due May 25th. Go to our website to view all of our valued consignments at OgallalaLive.com or call the office at 308-284-2071. That's this Wednesday, May the 5th, a special cow-calf pair stock cow sale at Ogallala.
State purpose of visit.
Well, it looks like the old tractor's going to kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I want to check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. EPA Administrator Michael Regan says there needs to be some permanence to the Biden administration's upcoming rewrite of the Waters of the U.S. rule. It will be the third attempt to write the lasting WOTUS rule in many presidencies. Speaking at the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee yesterday, Regan says he hopes to bring the ag community into the discussion on what's the best way to move forward without ping-ponging back and forth, protecting the water quality and not overburdening farmers. Regan previously said the Biden administration wouldn't bring back the Obama rule, which expanded the number of wetlands and other features subject to regulation under the Clean Water Act. But he said yesterday the Trump administration's WOTUS rewrite was not as protective of water quality as it could be. But he said he did not want to prejudge the outcome without an earnest engagement with the ag community. And top trade officials from the U.S., Mexico, and Canada will convene in the next few weeks to review complaints that have been made under the three countries' new trade agreement, that according to U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai. She called it a meeting to review performance and take care of the agreement. She said she will bring up complaints like Mexico's proposed ban of glyphosate and Canada's alleged misuse of the dairy quotas it agreed to in the USMCA. The Biden administration will discuss next steps after the meeting if the U.S. complaints are not adequately addressed at the meeting, Tai told the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee. And a senior House Democrat says he's trying to shed more light on hunger in America by moving conversations beyond the Ag Committee to other panels. Representative Jim McGovern chairs the House Rules Committee on Wednesday, hosted the first of a series of hearings on hunger. McGovern sits on the Ag Committee and says Congress and the White House should address the problem more broadly than they have been. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sidlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Precision agriculture and conservation aren't competitors. Turn your red acres green by combining the two on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Producers have areas in their fields that year after year aren't producing the revenue they want. There can be many reasons why, but implementing a conservation practice can improve profitability and an increased return on investment. Josh Diven is the Precision Ag and Conservation Specialist with Iowa Pheasants Forever. He works side by side with landowners and farmers to find the underperforming acres and identifies where conservation practices would be more profitable than traditional row crops. He starts the process with a crop budget, maps, and data, and uses analytical software to hone in on the trouble spots. Then, Diven says, he discusses the options available to turn those red areas green.
So the first type of alternative is a programmatic option. A lot of these are going to be farm bill programs that are administered out of the USDA service centers. Some of them might be state programs, and some of them might be more local programs. These programs are constantly changing as far as eligibility and their incentive structure. That's something that Pheasants Forever, Quail Forever team take pride in staying on top of. We can kind of decipher all of that for the customer.
Some folks aren't interested in an enrollment program and want to be their own solution. He says there are options for them, too.
Small grain production, say cereal rye for someone that wants to grow their own cover crop seed, getting more livestock in their operation. And another new one here that I just added was perennial production, ultimately for biomass production, all feeding towards renewable gas.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about making money with conservation at agriculture.com.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special back-to-grass bred cow, bred heifer, and cow-calf sale Wednesday, May the 5th, starting 11 a.m. on 15 to 20 Black Angus, Red Angus, Hereford, and Sim Angus breeding bulls, followed by 200 fancy black, black-white-faced Red Angus, Sim Angus first and second calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 90 day old calves by side. We will have over 320 black white face, Red Angus, Hereford, and Sim Angus cows, 4 years to short and solid, with 30 to 90 day old calves by side. A featured consignment includes 70 big fancy 5 year old Red Angus cows. They'll have March and April Red Angus calves. Fall calving bred heifers consist of 205 choice Angus, Red Angus, and Sim Angus fall bred heifers. They're bred to Cavingese bulls. Many are AI bred for late August through October calving. There will be 220 black white face, Red Angus, and Sim Angus fall calving cows, 3 to 7 years old, be bred for August to October calves. Also offered will be 22 choice home-raised Angus replacement heifers. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, May the 5th, starting 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Nice gains for corn, soybeans. Kansas City wheat is up, but not by nearly as much as corn and soybeans. May corn is up 24 and a quarter at 756 and a half. July corn is up 23 and a half at 703. Big double-digit gains in each of the back months. May soybeans up 16 and a half at 1576 and three quarters. July beans up 12 and a quarter at 1536 and a quarter. Again, the back months are all higher by double digits. May soybean meal is up 7.30 at 423.50. July is up 6 at 421.10. July bean oil is 42 points higher at 63.48. August is up 90 points at 59.33. So nice moves across the soybean complex. Kansas City wheat is up, but not by quite as much as corn and soybeans. May KC wheat is up 4 and a quarter at 6.86 and three quarters. July is up 11 and three quarters at $7 and a quarter cent. So things are looking pretty good for our grains and soybeans. And cotton is trying to rally and not having much luck at it. July cotton down 119 at 86.67. October down 23 at 86.79. Livestock complex doesn't look good for cattle. And June live cattle down 220 at 113.10. August down 162 at 116.72. Feeder cattle are even worse off. May feeders down 350 at 129.55. August down 385 at 142.95. Back months are all lower by well over $3. Hogs are mixed. May hogs up 15 at 110.85. June hogs down 40 at 112.30. But then all the back months are solidly higher. So mixed numbers across the livestock complex. In metals markets, June gold is down $15 and a dime at $1,776.70 an ounce. Silver and copper are also tracking lower. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
about you, write about me. Wrong about you, write about me. Wrong about you.
The only station with 7 decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.